Thunder Bay. A shift in the way that council heard from the public ahead of budget deliberations has received mixed reviews. The city brought back an informal question and answer session on January 26, which was meant to be an opportunity for people to ask specific questions about their concerns directly to city administration. Thunder Bay Chamber of Commerce President Charla Robinson wasn't thrilled with the returning format. "The reality is City Council is who sets the budget, so we need to be able to speak to them and express our concerns," Robinson told Dougal Media. "That format did not provide the same opportunity as a deputation to speak directly to council in a public forum in a very transparent way. In our budget deputation video, we included our desire in next year's budget to see the return of a deputation session. We are hopeful it will be something that will be considered once they get through this process this year." The last year the public session took place in this kind of format was 2019. On Tuesday, Budget Chair Mark Bentz said after last year's budget, council made the decision to ask staff for recommendations on how to streamline the process. One of the recommendations was to exchange a deputation evening for the question and answer session. "I think we probably should reconsider deputations in the future," Bentz said. "It's a much more public process for people who are interested in having a voice rather than going to a Q&A and just having some questions answered. As a council, we should be trying to attract as many voices as we can. Those who like to come to a public deputation and give their opinion, that is a great way for the community to hear what other citizens are thinking. For those people who want to just go and talk to administrators, the Q&A is an awesome mechanism." Bentz said he would like to examine a way to carry both ideas forward into the 2025 budget process. The budget is scheduled to be ratified on Monday, February 12.